When we are healing, we are going to, all of us, happen on places that we are sending healing to that are knotted up. That is, it is a wound that is protecting itself. This is a thing that we are all going to be dealing with. And in a smaller wound, it is not so bad. But when there is a larger wound, and the wound is knotted against itself, it makes it very difficult if we do not understand that to send the right energy in to make it better. Now, there is no judgment in this teaching at all. It is simply that very often when you are wounded, much as when you are wounded physically, you become protective. And that is what makes that protective knot around a wound. Now, if we understood that physically, it would not be difficult. If someone had injured your shoulder, you would not stand up straight and walk with that wounded shoulder out in the world. You would be holding it or holding it back, and you would be protecting it from the things that might have come close to it, because you would not want it to be hurt again. And that is the nature of what happens around the wounds from, sometimes from childhood, sometimes from experiences in life. We simply close our energy around it because we do not want it to hurt us again. Now, here is a thing to consider. Closing around it when the wound first happened is a perfectly sensible thing to do. If you had been devalued in some way, and we all have been devalued in some way, again, it would make sense to close around that wound initially. You would not want to be talking to people about your value because there was a wound there. But as time goes along, it is then our job in healing to observe that there is a knot around that wound and to say to ourselves, all right, I must loosen that now because I have done the healing work in other parts of my life. Using this example, let us say that you had really worked and learned to value yourself in every kind of circumstance imaginable, and you really made it your job to do that. And you know that you have done that when the voice that you hear inside of you is no longer attacking you, but it is saying you are valuable, and I know that you are valuable, and the universe knows that you are valuable. Now, we understand this does not happen 100% of the time, but when we have worked on it in one area, very often that is what we come to, the knowledge that we are valuable. Now, that does not automatically unknot the energy around the wound. And so we have a very interesting job now in that we know that we are valuable, but the energy around the wound is afraid that we are not, because that place was hurt. So now it is our job to take the work we have done and the places where we know that we are valuable, to take that energy over here to the place where the wound started, and to begin to speak to that energy that is still protecting that wound, and to let it know that it does not need to protect that wound anymore, that it is time to begin to soften and to let go. And but again, we always want to respect the energy for protecting you originally, as of course it would. But now we want to tell that place in the emotional body that we have grown and that we know the important thing that makes it safe for that not to let go. There are, of course, many ways to do this, but we do want you to know that that can be done in meditation if you are willing to look at a place where that protection is no longer serving you, and go to it without judgment and say, however you choose to do this, thank you for protecting this wound. I have worked very hard, and I have the antidote for that wound, and it is what I believe. So you can begin to let go now, and we will do everything that we can to help you, because we want you to see how very safe it is. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel yourself in a column of light that aligns you with the universe, with all that it wants you to have, all the love that it is sending you. Breathe in that love. Exhale fear. Feel a warm rain fall, and feel that rain washing away all that may have caught in the field around you. Anything that would go to an old wound, feel that washed away from your body. And as that wounded material washes away, feel the material of love and wisdom and strength flowing into your body and filling you. Now see above you that there is a blue star, and the star is focus in peace. And simply observe the star above your head, and know that it holds the focus that is best for you. And open the crown and allow that star to enter your body, to enter your third eye and feel each of your centers aligning with that star. Feel the star move to your throat center, to your heart, to your solar plexus, to your second center, to your root. And know now that the energy of the focus that is best for you has aligned your body so that each place in your body is learning about this focus. And the universe is sending its energy to support that focus. Rest the mind. Rest the mind. And allow the energy of the focus that is good for you to move through all of your chakra centers. Now see the golden sun. That is the healing, encompassing wisdom of the universe, flowing into all your centers, surrounding the stars that you're holding in your body. Feel the golden light. Clear the mind. Heal the mind. Make it able to think the thoughts that are of the highest good for you. Feel the golden light in your throat, allowing you to speak to yourself especially the things that are honoring of you, who you are truly, what you love, and how you move forward with that love. Feel the golden light flow into your heart center. Feel the golden light healing your heart, feeding anything hungry in your heart with the golden light that is wise and powerful, loving and true. And feel the heart center begin to expand and to grow, and to show you the beauty of an expanded life. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light be the healing for any wounds that might have been left by old emotions. But feel the golden light displacing both the emotions and the wounds left behind, so that there is freedom in your solar plexus to feel joy. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the second center. And feel the golden light displace the judgment and the shame and the old patterns of turning those things on yourself or anyone else. Feel those things displaced by the golden light and feel how light you are becoming. And let the golden light restore the flow of energy that cleanses your life and your thoughts and your motions and cleanses whatever needs to be cleansed without judging. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root. And feel the golden light begin to repair the root so that it returns to the form it had when you were born. Loving to create, able to create, connecting to the creation that belongs to you and to you alone. And feel the flow of that golden light all through your body, healing you, releasing stress, gentling whatever might be hard in your life or your thoughts. And feel that golden light extend past your body to make a field of attraction outside of your body. And know that that golden light will draw to you what is for you in the finest, highest way. And feel everything in you open to receive your highest good on every level. Now feel a path that extends from your heart, outside of your body and upward, and watch that path connected to your heart move higher and higher and higher. And know that your teachers are at the top of that path and that they have a gift for you, which they place on the path. And resting your mind, allow your gift to come to you. Feel your gift coming toward you on the path and make a place for that gift in your heart. Breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.